Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What about those who have taken the COVID vaccine? You may have heard about some of the adverse reactions. Maybe you know someone who has been adversely affected by these, or maybe you have as well. But you're also hearing other things that make you concerned. We're going to be talking about what do you do, what do we all do with regards to these COVID injections on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our special guest is Dr. Lee Merritt. She is a surgeon, been in the surgical room for 40 years or more, and she has been immersed in this COVID issue, as well as particularly the injections, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. Dr. Merritt, welcome to Faith and Freedom. I want to ask you this question and pick up where we left off on a previous program. To just summarize for somebody who's just tuning in, the COVID injections obviously have, we know, adverse reactions. That includes pregnancy, miscarriages, blood clots, many other conditions, including death, and those are reported at various locations. Even the CDC logs those. A very concerning number of injection-related problems. What about those who have received the injection? First, address transmission briefly, and what about those who may have been around someone or who have been injected? What do they do?
Well, the transmission, as we talked about, is so new. I mean, we're getting overwhelming numbers of reports. People that are unvaccinated who go to work around a bunch of people who are vaccinated or and have problems. So I think what we're going to see here coming up is that it's not going to be what we expected, where unvaccinated people can't get into the doctor's office. It's going to be the other way around. I've already heard doctors say, you know, I take care of pregnant women and I don't want them to be damaged by people that have been vaccinated coming in. So that's starting to happen. If you've taken the vaccine, I mean, there's several things here. I never believe in panicking. I believe in attacking the problem, okay? So we all can make mistakes. We all can do things that might, you know, get us later, and this is one of them. We don't know where this is going long term, but we have suspicions. And one of the things is there are immediate problems that happen. So if you've gotten past 2 weeks in the vaccine and there have been no immediate problems and they're neurologic bleeding, blood problems, dyscrasias where you lose your platelets and things, and anaphylaxis where you have an allergic reaction, bleeding problems. So those things happen early. If you've gotten past the 2 week mark, now the issue is, what do you do? Well, the things we worry about are late onset autoimmune disease, and that's something we might be able to do something about. The late onset autoimmune disease happens when you're then come into contact with another virus. You know, the British have already put out a paper. They're suspecting that 60% of their hospitalizations in the fall will be vaccinated people who are now sick with a virus. Mm. What the problem here is that you can have an overshoot of your immune system and lots of bad things that happen, the secondary virus that's somehow similar to what you were vaccinated against using this technology. So the first thing I would say is live what I call an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. This is the time to clean up your diet. There are certain things we know that really cause inflammation in the body. The number one is wheat.
Gluten, yeah.
The gluten-free lifestyle is not a bunch of hoodoo. It's actually a very smart way to eat. We were not meant to be wheat eaters, and it is the number one cause of autoimmune disease, wheat. You can have people on that have psoriasis and it goes away when they're off wheat.
Oh yeah, I've been eating that way for years. Yeah.
So yeah, I have too. So I highly recommend that. And there's a very good book about this. It's called Wheat Belly by Dr. Davis. He's a cardiologist. He goes through every body part, how it hurts. Second thing is don't eat man-made oils. It's a simple thing. If man made it, don't eat it. So man-made oils are things such as canola oil, corn oil, safflower oil, mazola, the margarines. All these things that they sold on us in the 60s and 70s turn out to be very damaging and highly inflammatory. Whereas the old-fashioned God-made oils, lard, butter, eggs, olive oil is great, avocado oil is great, things that are in nature.
Coconut oil.
They are, mm-hmm. yeah, coconut oil. There's a whole list of those. Again, there's a book called The Anti-Inflammatory Zone by Sears. I would do that. I would live the anti-inflammatory lifestyle. The second thing, I have this on my website, and I think you have it on yours, about the supplements that have been shown to help. They're now coming after people for simply saying that vitamin D levels make a difference, but they do. We have studies that show that if you get your vitamin D level above 30, your chance of dying of COVID goes way down. So we know a lot of things. We have to talk about this without fear of censorship. Those lists are on there. And then the next thing is I would get online and I would order some ivermectin. I would order some hydroxychloroquine. I would have it in your back pocket, essentially. And if you start getting, if you've had the vaccine, until we know better, until we know how long this thing lasts, until we know what the long term is, if you start getting sick, this is what I would do for myself. Don't construe this as official medical advice. But if I had taken the vaccine and now had vaccine remorse, what I would do is I would have some ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine in my house. And if I got sick more than just a cold, something that is systemic, meaning you start to feel feverish or you start to, have muscle aches and pains, fevers, chills, you know, something, eyes watering, something more than just an allergic symptom like it could be for your pollen outside, I would start taking a treatment dose of hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. And there's protocols online to do that. I wouldn't expect to be able to get emergency treatment always in your healthcare system, not just because of the censorship and because a lot of people are in denial about the ability to treat COVID, but also because I think we're going to be overwhelmed in the fall. So those are the things I would do.
Well, you know, with regards to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, I have some very good friends who thought that they had, the wife thought she had like an allergy reaction. She had sinusitis and, you know, various kinds of infections in the sinuses. And then found out that her husband, who wasn't allergic, ended up getting symptoms as well. So she was a number of days into it. And I put them in touch with the physician that was able to prescribe those drugs, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and a Z-Pak. And the husband took it. He wasn't as far in. Next day, felt fine. She had to go to the hospital. The day she only took it on a Sunday. She went to the hospital on Monday because of low oxygen levels. The hospital would not allow ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, so the husband gave it to her in a bag and told the nurse to give it to her. So she took it without the hospital's knowledge. And then lo and behold, what happened? She recovered very quickly. And the doctor in the hospital says, I'm so surprised that you have recovered so quickly.
I know. And it's amazing. And you can't get them off top dead center on this thing. You can't get them to think differently. They've been taught their whole professional career that truth comes from authority, not authority from truth. And they're not willing to step outside this box.
And do you see the pressure having to give the injections now and everything?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I tell people, don't experiment. You know, if you do it, it's one thing. But please do not experiment on your children or your unborn child.
Oh, yeah. I know there's some.
There is no moral or there's no medical argument to ever vaccinate children that are not risk of dying of this disease. I mean, these children are less risk of dying of COVID than being struck by lightning. So there is no benefit of this. But I'll tell you how we got here. We got here because we've been forced vaccinating our children against things like mumps, which are also not fatal and very little problem to children. We should not have been doing that. We should have been letting them get the disease. Well, people ask me, oh, so you're an anti-vaxxer. I said, listen, I didn't used to be, but now I've looked at the data and I'm seeing how we got here. We got here using very bad medical principles. It's always risk benefit. You can't give me a risk benefit to justify a mumps vaccine either.
Well, our very special guest here is Dr. Lee Merritt, and you can go find her on online as well. You can also get directly to her website at lc.org/vaccine. If you are encountering pressure or know of somebody who's encountering pressure to get the COVID injections, you can contact Liberty Counsel or go to our website, lc.org/vaccine. We have a legal memo there that shows that you must have informed consent and no one can be pressured to get this under federal law, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.